There's the pitch ripped well right field and deep. That ball is going. That ball is gone. And the right fielder goes over the fence. Mac Neve just cranked one out of here. Man, did he get it all. Holy mackerel.
In local baseball yesterday, Ithaca won 10-7 over visiting North Crawford on the final night of the Ridge and Valley baseball season. The Bulldogs started strong with 7 runs total in the first 2 innings. The Trojans bounced back with a 4-run third inning. The score stayed at 7-4 until a 3-run outburst in the 6th inning for Ithaca. North Crawford countered with 3 runs in the top of the 7th, but it was not enough. The Bulldogs held on to improve to 11-3 in the league and 15-5 overall. The Trojans fell to 7-7 in the league, which was a great improvement from last year when they did not win a contest. They are now 9-8 for the season. Caden Keller pitched the first 3 innings for Ithaca, while Sammy Clary worked the last 4 innings from the mound. Andrew Munson pitched the first 2 innings for North Crawford, and Landon Blaha finished up. The leading hitters in the game for Ithaca were Houston Boland, who hit a 2-run home run and finished 3-for-4. Sammy Clary was also 3-for-4 with a double. Cody Burns, Channing Brown, and Keegan Jones were all 2-for-4. Wes Nelson scored 2 runs, and Mac Neef hit a 2-run home run. North Crawford was led at the plate by Colin Jacobus and Andrew Munson, who were both 2-for-3, and Landon Blaha, who hit a 3-run home run and was 2-for-4. Following the 10-7 win, Ithaca will prepare for the WIAA seating meeting coming up this week, and a non-conference game with Barneveld is scheduled at Ithaca Friday afternoon. At Weston yesterday, the Silver Eagles fell down 4-0 early in the ballgame and spent the rest of the game trying to catch back up. Garrett Jennings got the start, pitching 2 innings and allowing 3 earned runs on 7 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings pitched in relief, 5 innings allowing no runs, no hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. 4 errors led to 4 unearned runs. Garrett Granger, 3-for-4 with a double, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Hunter Coy, 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Garrett Jennings, 2-for-3 with a triple and 2 runs scored, and Trevor Westfall was 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Seneca has now tied Weston in the loss column. Weston has a makeup game with DeSoto yet to play as the two teams battle it out for the Ridge and Valley Conference title this year. Elsewhere, it was an exciting win for Wazika Steuben, coming all the way from behind, as the winning pitcher was Bentley Dooms on the way to a 7-6 victory over Kickapoo. Josh Martin had a walk-off single in the bottom of the 7th inning for Wazika Steuben's win. Also yesterday in the conference, Lafarge over DeSoto, 3-0. The Chieftains of Riverdale lost to Highland last night by a score of 14-4. Chase Chitwood and Bevan Dennis each collected 3 hits in the game, while Ethan Cagle was 2-for-3. Also last night in local baseball, Dodgeville edged New Glarus 5-4. Bangor 11-1 over Cashton. Broadhead Judah beat Clinton 7-4. Wisconsin Dells 16 and Nakusa 2. In softball action last evening, the Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win 15-4 over North Crawford. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher, striking out 12, walking 6, and giving up just 3 hits. Anna Logue suffered the loss for North Crawford, striking out 4, walking 5, and giving up 14 hits. Kelsey Coleman was 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs, a double, and a home run. Ariana Lewis 2-for-2 with a triple. Holly King was 1-for-1 with an RBI. Ashlyn Fowle 1-for-1 with an RBI. Emma Hilby 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs. Maylee Plamer and Jaden Bolin were both 1-for-2. Kennedy Salisbury was 1-for-2. And Brindley Wanless 1-for-2 with an RBI. Anna Logue was 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs for North Crawford. Also in the Ridge and Valley Conference from yesterday, it was Seneca 21-2 over Weston. It was a fairly close game at first until Seneca turned a 9-2 game late in the game into a 21-2 victory. Weston had 8 hits as the top 4 batters in the lineup all had 2 hits each. Lexi Rockweiler, Lily Cast, Valerie Bauer, and Khalees Siebenaller. It was DeSoto over Lafarge, 12-2. Wazika Steuben shut out Kickapoo, 10-0. Hillsborough 15-2 over Royal. Southwestern 18-0 over Boscobel. Lancaster got by River Valley 8-5. Mineral Point 13-6 over Iowa Grant. Potosi Cassville beat Pecatonica 7-1. Barneveld 14, River Ridge 4. Wisconsin Dells 18-3 over Partyville. And Mount Horeb beat Baraboo. That final score was 4-3. On the high school girls soccer scoreboard, it was Reedsburg 5-2 over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld, and Mauston beat Portage Poinette 5-3. There are a number of things scheduled on today's high school sports docket. Probably not going to happen. Our featured broadcast, Richland Center hosting Dodgeville in area baseball. We already do know, because of inclement weather, Southwest Conference Boys Golf Championships that were scheduled for today have been postponed until Thursday at 9 a.m. And the Southwest Conference Track and Field Championships moved from today to Thursday at 4 p.m. And I'm sure that there will be more coming up a little bit later on. Brewer Baseball heard on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 last night. The Brewers' hottest hitter went 4-for-4 and knocked in the winning run against Baltimore. William Contreras had a tie-breaking two-out single in the eighth inning of a 5-4 victory at home. In the last five games, the Milwaukee catcher is 9-of-16. Abner Uribe picked up his second win in relief. Rookie pitcher Logan Henderson starts the second game of the series tonight at American Family Field. The Brewers will be going for their third straight victory. Manager Pat Murphy talked about Quinn Priester, who has been pitching well for the Brewers.
He's a great competitor, and I think he just keeps attacking. He doesn't let things bother him. He gave up that home run when his first hitter he faced, and he keeps attacking after that. I mean, the response is what I look for, and then, you know, like you said, he didn't walk a hitter till the end, and then, you know, I think we're trying to learn him, too.
Elsewhere, Boston was a winner, 3-1 over the Mets. St. Louis 11, Detroit 4. Kansas City 3-1 over San Francisco. Cleveland and Minnesota was suspended. Houston 4, Tampa Bay 3. Seattle 5-1 over the White Sox. The Angels beat the Athletics 4-3. And in the National League, Cincinnati 7-1 over Pittsburgh. Miami beat the Cubs 8-7. Philadelphia 9, Colorado 3. And Arizona 9-5 winners against the Dodgers. The NFL is expecting to decide on whether to ban the so-called tush push today or tomorrow. The NFL Network is reporting the Packers have revised the language of their proposal. Before the 2005 season, the pushing or pulling of teammates was illegal. Green Bay's idea would take the rules back to that version. The quarterback sneak, with teammates pushing to a first down or touchdown, has been used with great success by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. First-round draft pick Matthew Golden signed a deal and plans to buy back his family home. He talked about that this week.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. You know, my little cousins that grew up there, just for everybody to go back home. You know, just feel that energy. You know, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
The Wisconsin men's basketball team has one remaining open spot on its roster, and head coach Greg Gard says he's looking for a big man. The Badgers have one scholarship to offer. Gard reportedly told the Cap Times he wants a player of size for the front court to give the roster balance. To this point, 6'10" Australian Austin Rapp is the only player arriving through the transfer portal. Former Badger John Tanjay is looking at the possibility of the NBA draft after recently working out for teams.
I'm going into it open-minded and just trying to soak it all in. Yeah, I didn't want to set too many expectations, but you know, so far it's been great and a great experience, and just been, you know, super cool to be a part of it.
That's a look at sports on this rainy Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee.